This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. الحمد لله ما دام الوجود له حمدا يبلغنا منه الرضا أبدا ثم الصلاة على المختار سيدنا وآله الكرماء وصحبه الزهداء. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. Today's dua is actually one we just recited a minute ago. It is from Surah Isra, verse 80. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا. And O Allah, O my Lord, grant me an honorable or a truthful or an honest entrance and an honorable exit, and give me from you a clear evidence or help. This is a dua that is very interesting. What does it mean, an honorable mudkhala sidqin and mukhraja sidq? A way to come in that is truthful and a way to come out that is truthful. What is the meaning of this dua? And why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly commanding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make this dua? Because once again, this dua is the highest category. First person, Allah speaking in the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling him to make this dua. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا. Before we get to the tafsir of this ayah and this dua, what is the context? Because the context actually makes this dua even more blessed. The verse before this, some of our scholars have said it is the verse that praises the Prophet ﷺ the most in the whole Quran. Allah says, again directly, this is the first person singular, Allah is speaking directly to the Prophet ﷺ. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ. And during the night, pray tahajjud as a nafila. It's not fard. Pray tahajjud. It's good for you. Ya Rasulullah, you should pray tahajjud. So by the way, the Prophet ﷺ prayed tahajjud as if it was fard. Meaning, he never gave it up. Even when he was sick, he would make it up the next day. Even when he was traveling, he would pray tahajjud. He took it as a fariḍah, even though it was not a fariḍah. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ. Our Prophet ﷺ, without any exception, he prayed tahajjud, and if he was so sick he couldn't pray, he would make it up the next day as a qada, even though it's not fard. So he would take it upon himself as a type of fariḍah, even though it is not a fariḍah. So Allah says, pray tahajjud. We are all praying tahajjud. This is a type of tahajjud. Taraweeh is a type of tahajjud. Asa rabbuk. Asa an yab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda. It is very likely. And whenever Allah says it is very likely, means it's going to happen, because there is no probability with Allah. Whenever Allah says asa, is going to happen, but it's a encouragement. It is likely means it's going to happen that your Lord will resurrect you, Ya Rasulullah, upon the Maqam al-Mahmud. What is the Maqam al-Mahmud? Notice Allah linked it to Salat al-Tahajjud. Allah said, you should pray tahajjud. Allah might bless you with maqam al-mahmud. Then make this dua. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ. This dua is being mentioned in the context of maqam al-mahmud. What is the maqam al-mahmud? We learn from the hadith in Sahih Bukhari that on judgment day, the actual judgment will be delayed. And people will be so worried about judgment. They're going to be so anxious. They're going to be so worried about actual qiyamah that they're going to go to the prophets begging them to ask Allah to begin the actual judgment. So they will go to our father Adam and they will say, oh Adam, you are the first human being. And Allah created you with His hand. And Allah blew the ruh into you. Can you ask Allah to begin the hisab? And Adam will say, I am worried about myself. Nafsi, nafsi. I committed a sin and I ate of the tree and I did what I shouldn't have done. Go to somebody else. Go to Nuh. So they will go to Nuh. Oh Nuh, you were the first Rasul that came to mankind. And they're going to beg and plead. Nuh will say, I asked Allah something I shouldn't have asked, which is to save his son. And I'm worried about that. Nafsi, nafsi. Go to somebody else. Go to Ibrahim. Ibrahim will say the same thing. Nafsi, nafsi. Go to somebody else. Go to Musa. Musa will say the same thing. Nafsi, nafsi. Go to Isa. Isa will say the same thing. And so he will say, go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all of mankind, the Muslim of them, the kafir of them, the jinn of them, the ins of them, all of the makhluqat will come petitioning one human being. And that human being, the petition is, go and intercede, shafa'a, for all of mankind, all of the makhluqat, to begin judgment day. So when they go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will say, ana laha, ana laha. This is the role Allah gave to me. This is the role Allah gave to me. Then he will go in front of the throne of Allah and he will fall down in sajda and he will praise Allah in a manner that he doesn't even know when he said the hadith. He said, فَيُعَلِّمُونِ مَحَامِدَ لَا أَعْلَمُهَا الْآنِ. I will praise Allah in a way I don't even know how it is. I know I will do it, but he will teach me then. I don't know how to praise him. Then he will say, يَا مُحَمَّدْ إِرْفَعْ رَأْسَكَ سَلْ تُعْطَى إِشْفَعْ تُشَفَّعْ. يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, raise your head, speak, you will be heard, ask, you will be listened to, and request, you shall be given. This is the maqam al-mahmood. What is the maqam al-mahmood? The praiseworthy station. That's maqam al-mahmood. That all of mankind will be thanking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for that you began judgment day, and so judgment day will move to the next step because of the shafa'a, the grand shafa'a of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and everybody will praise him. So this is maqam al-mahmood, the praiseworthy status. He is the praised, hence his name is Muhammad, the one who is praised. So this is maqam al-mahmood. In this context, what is the next verse? وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ. Make this dua, Ya Rasulullah. Make this dua. So this is a dua that is a sunnah for him, and we are following in his sunnah, that we should make this dua. What does it mean that caused me to enter from a blessed place, from a noble place, from a truthworthy place, and caused me to exit from a blessed place as well? There are many, many meanings. All of them are valid. The most interesting one that I liked, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the cousin of the Prophet ﷺ, he said, this verse was Allah's mechanism of communicating to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he should make the hijrah from Mecca to Medina. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ. Cause me to enter the blessed land, which is Medina, and cause me to exit from the blessed land, which is Mecca. So this is مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ is Medina, and مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ is Mecca. I'm going to leave one blessed city, go to the other blessed city, make my exit and my entrance be honorable and noble. So Ibn Abbas derived a very interesting point, which is valid, and again all of these are valid, because this ayah, this surah, was revealed literally before the hijrah by a few months, one of the last of the Madani surahs to be revealed. So Allah is telling him it's time to migrate to Medina. Some have said the exact opposite, that this ayah, the Mudkhala Siq is actually Mecca, and the Mukhraja Siq is Medina, and Allah is telling him that you will come back from Medina to conquer Mecca eventually. So this is a prediction for the conquest of Mecca, that don't worry, you're leaving Mecca, but Allah Azza wa Jalla will cause you to leave Medina honorably and enter Mecca again honorably, and that time you will be victorious. And again, that too is a valid point. The third interpretation is that the ayah, that Mudkhala Sidq, is actually the grave. That, oh Allah, allow me to enter the grave in a blessed and noble manner and exit from this life in a blessed and noble manner. So when I leave this dunya, it should be upon truth. Makhraja Sidqin. It should be an honest and upright death. And my entrance to the grave should also be an upright and an honest and a blessed entrance into the grave. Others have said the blessed entrance is Jannah, and of course the exit will also then be this world. Others have said, and this is again, all of these are valid, others have said that, oh Allah, wherever I enter and exit from, let me show honesty and truth. Let me not be double-faced. Let me not be a hypocrite. Oh Allah, when I come, everybody should know that I am truthful. مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ. I should be honest and upright. Everybody should know I am صادق. And when I leave as well, the legacy I leave behind, nobody says, oh, he's double-faced. Oh, he's a liar. Oh, he's a treacher. No. مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ. When I leave, it should also be the legacy of positive, of honesty. And of course, one of his names was a صادق. He was a sadiq. And so Allah is saying, wherever you enter, wherever you exit, you will have sidq around you all the time. So, oh Allah, wherever I go, make me honest and upright and truthful, and make my legacy be the legacy of sidqin, of being virtuous and truthful. And others have said that in fact this is a verse, and this is of course the correct opinion, that all of these are valid, but really what the verse means is very straightforward, that oh Allah, for every single situation, for every single scenario, for every single gathering, oh Allah, wherever I go, whenever I enter and exit, let it be with honor, with dignity, with trustworthiness, let it be with sidq, oh Allah, let my walking and sitting, let my entrance and my exit always be surrounded by piety, by taqwa, by honesty. This is what it means, that oh Allah, wherever I go, I should be a straightforward, honest person, somebody who is known to be truthful, somebody who is known to be virtuous. So wherever I go, my walking and my sitting, my talking, my being, wherever it is, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ. And oh Allah, that will only happen, وَجْعَلِّي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا. It's only gonna happen if you give me a sultan. Sultan here means an aid, a power. Sultan here means that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I need that divine help. Oh Allah, I will slip unless you give me that power to always be above the rest, to have that sidq characteristic that make me amongst the siddiqeen and higher than that. And that is why the category of siddiq is the highest category after risala. Ulaika alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim min an-nabiyyin was-siddiqeen wash-shuhada'i was-salihin. After the anbiya, the siddiq is the highest category, because sidq is the virtue that is associated with prophethood, Abu Bakr as-siddiq. And by the way, the similar dua, very similar, Allah commanded the Prophet Nuh to make. But there was one change in adjective, because Nuh was commanded to make a dua on the boat. And the boat is not going to go in and out. The boat is going to land. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nuh when he was on the boat, the dua is the same, but it's just a different verb. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَنزِلْنِي مُنزَلًا مُبَارَكًا. And oh Allah, cause this boat, wherever it lands, the nuzul should be a blessed nuzul. It's the same concept, that wherever this boat is going, wherever the trajectory is, make it a blessed one. As well in the Quran, we have Yahya and Isa, they made this dua as well. It is a dua, and it is a statement of fact, that وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتِ. Ibn Abbas would make this dua, اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتِ. Oh Allah, make me blessed wherever I am. And this is a dua that is similar to what we just said. Whenever I enter, whenever I exit, it should be with honesty and truth. Make me blessed wherever I am means wherever I go, I should have a positive impact. Wherever, whichever audience I'm in, whichever gathering I'm in, let my impact be one of positive virtue. That I spread your love, your mission. I spread your ibadah, the rahmah of the sharia wherever I go, so that I have that positive legacy. This is this beautiful dua. That is a generic dua that we can use every day of our lives, for every incident, for every aspect. And it is a dua that betters our character and betters our situation. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ وَاجْعَلْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا. And we will continue inshallah.
يا نبي سلام عليك.